Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, SMS Helgoland, 1909. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to this episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating subjects that straddle the realms of technology, history, and societal changes. Today, let's embark on a nautical journey back to the early 20th century and explore the intriguing story of the SMS Helgoland, a legendary German battleship launched in 1909. The SMS Helgoland represents a pivotal period in naval engineering and military strategy, echoing a time when the balance of power teetered on the capabilities of great seafaring vessels. Built by the Imperial German Navy, the Helgoland was part of the second class of dreadnought battleships, which became the pride of Germany. To put things in perspective, imagine the awe and technological marvel akin to what we today associate with cutting-edge military technology, like stealth fighters or nuclear submarines. Now, for our listeners who are perhaps less acquainted with naval terminology, the term dreadnought refers to a class of battleships that revolutionized naval power with their unprecedented armament and speed. The advent of dreadnoughts was sparked by the launch of HMS Dreadnought by the British Royal Navy in 1906, setting off an international naval arms race. Think of it as how one pioneering advancement in technology can set off a domino effect, much like how smartphones today have altered everything from communication to commerce. The SMS Helgoland was named after the strategic island of Helgoland in the North Sea. Equipped with a formidable array of 12 30.5-centimeter guns spread across six twin turrets, the battleship was designed to be the spearhead of Germany's naval aspirants, embodying sheer power within steel-clad walls. It also boasted enhanced armor and propulsion systems, defining it as an iteration of German engineering prowess. Here's a curious thought for our friends tuning in. What kind of impact do you think technological advancements in one sector, like military hardware, have on other technological fields and societal norms? Maybe as you're reflecting, consider how technologies we now take for granted have military roots, GPS, for example. Let's dive deeper into one of the most captivating elements of the Helgoland, its role during World War I. As part of the German High Seas Fleet, it saw action in various operations in the North Sea, engaging in what were essentially mere stalemates due to strategic indecision on both sides. The battleship didn't face significant combat damage during the war, but its existence and threat showcased the remarkable deterrence these machines offered. An interesting anecdote here pertains to the Battle of Jutland in 1916. This battle was the largest naval clash during the war, a test of might between the British Royal Navy's Grand Fleet and the Imperial German Navy's High Seas Fleet. Even though Helgoland wasn't a central figure in the frenzied unfolding, its presence exemplified the intricate cat-and-mouse games that fleets played in the cool playfield of the North Sea. Talking about these historical advances, one is invariably led to ponder ethics. How do we, as a society, balance innovation with ethically responsible usage? These great battleships, massive as they were, not only exemplified power, but represented a complex interrelationship between nations, led somewhat by fear and insecurity. After the war ended with the Treaty of Versailles, the once proud SMS Helgoland, along with much of the German High Seas Fleet, was interned at Scapa Flow. In a dramatic turn of events marked by defiance, the scuttling of the fleet at Scapa Flow became a historic display of self-destruction. The Helgoland, however, was not among those sunk there, but was later ceded to the United Kingdom and eventually broken up for scrap in the early 1920s. Reflecting on this, consider, what does the dismantling of a once mighty artifact of war symbolize in terms of progress, both technologically and socially? Can it be a metaphor for outgrowing past hostilities, or is it merely a transition phase to further advancements? Before we wrap up, let's contemplate on how such monumental feats of engineering and the stories behind them influence our present-day technological and moral landscapes. How we interpret these narratives greatly informs our future decisions. a poignant reminder of how history isn't just a sequence of events, but a reservoir of lessons. So my friends, the story of the SMS Helgoland is more than just about a ship. It's a fascinating chapter intertwined with technological innovation, strategic imperatives, and ethical reflections, all key ingredients in the complex recipe of societal evolution. Thank you for joining us on this journey through time with Wikipedia. I hope today's exploration sparked some curiosity and maybe even challenged you to reflect on how past innovations have shaped present realities and, indeed, future possibilities. Don't just take our word for it. Dive into the SMS Helgoland article on Wikipedia for a deeper understanding, and let's continue this exploration beyond just these words. Until next time, keep questioning, keep wondering, and let's keep navigating these intriguing waters of knowledge together.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, SMS Helgoland, 1909. Thanks for listening. See you next time.